The District 83 seat is going to be vacated or vacating because Charles Ferry is going to pursue the Senate seat vacated by Bob Duncan. Now, the GOP is going to be hosting a forum for this District 83 seat coming up on July 22 at 7 p.m. at the Vintage Township Hall out in Vintage Township at 12002 Trafalgar Avenue. Now, there are six candidates interested in this District 83 seat to replace Charles Ferry, should he remove his name from the ballot, the November ballot. Well, you know, it's pretty imminent. He said he's going to do it. So pretty much it's all over but the crying. Anyway, Alan Adkins is one of the potential candidates. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Hey, good. Thank you. I really, really appreciate you letting me come in and talk
about
it.
Oh, you bet. You bet. You know, I even though this isn't a public election, because of the timetable, it's going to be decided by the county chair people. And so basically you've got a handful of votes.
Right.
There are going to be six votes, as I understand it, that are going to decide this because one of the counties is a single precinct county and their county chair failed to renew their paperwork in a timely manner. So
which would be Borden County.
Yeah. So in essence, if you had seven counties, you have to have four votes. With six counties, you still have to have four votes.
Right.
That just takes a little bit of the leeway out of the situation. But nobody knows who Alan Adkins is. Where were you born, man?
I was born in Monahans, Texas, 1963, so I'm 50 years old. Been married to the same woman for 31 years. I have three kids that are grown and out of the house, and I have two grandkids. And so, you know, that's a little bit about me right there. It kind of tells my story. Born in Monahans, went to high school in Sweetwater. Got out in 82, worked in the oil field for quite an extended period of time till I had an oil field injury that sidelined me. I got to live on workers' comp for quite a while, and then through that process decided to go to college. But by that time, my wife was pregnant, and I was 19 years old and 20 years old when I started college. But I got out in 3 years and then worked a couple of more years in the oil field, and then Got a good break. Got to go to law school, and after I got out of law school, I worked at the Court of Appeals for a year. Came here to Lubbock, worked at McCluskey, Herrick, Brazil, and Graff for probably 13-14 years. Worked with Dustin 1 year, as a matter of fact. I think our time there overlapped. Then I started my own firm, where I represented banks all across the state of Texas. And that's kind of my career in a nutshell. I know we don't have a lot of time, so I kind of glossed over it. But my law firm, once I got it started, we were in three cities, Dallas, Houston, and Lubbock. We had 100 employees. I had 10 attorneys. I had a payroll here in Lubbock of about $500,000 a month. So I've run a big business. I know what it's like. I've dealt with federal regulations. And I got to tell you, my hero, if I have one, is Ted Cruz. And Cruz encourages people to get involved in the process, and that's what I'm trying to do. I believe in the rule of law. I think that if the county precinct chairman or the head of the county chairman or whatever for the Republican Party gets to pick, if that's what the law is, that's what the law is, and that's the way that it needs to be done. So there's nothing wrong with the process. But I do think I'm entitled to a fair hearing, and that's why I asked to be on your show, actually, the other day when I was here. I'd like to talk to people other than just the county chairman. Now, I've talked to all the county chairmen. Most of them seem to be very open-minded. The one in Lubbock seemed to think that the decision had already been made. But I'm not a quitter. I don't give up. And I want people to consider me. So if you want people to vote for me, I would ask that you contact the Lubbock County chairman and tell him that you'd like for people to vote for me. Now, I know they're going to pick someone to take Carl Tepper's place.
Well, the thing is relative the Lubbock County vote, since Carl doesn't live in 83,
right,
somebody else will vote, but I'm not, at this point, we don't know who that is, do we?
I don't. I think they might know. I don't know, but there's going to be a meeting of the precinct chairmen for House District 83. And at that meeting, they will select someone to be the representative for Lubbock County on this vote. So they're going to get to pick who takes Charles Perry's place on the ballot in November. And I would ask people to pick me for a number of reasons. I'm definitely a conservative. I definitely have problems with our federal government. And for all the problems we have in Texas, I think you can trace them all back to the federal government, a runaway federal government that doesn't have any respect for the rule of law, starting with the president on down, who has done nothing but stick his finger in the eye of the American people. He's disrespectful of our Constitution and the rule of law. And I think that Texas could lead the charge in standing up to the federal government through, now you got a program that comes on here every night, 7 o'clock, Mark Levin comes on, and he's written a book called The Liberty Amendments, and it has to do with states amending the United States Constitution to put the federal government back in the little box that it belongs in. I'm a huge advocate of that, and I would encourage everybody to get Mark Levin's book, The Liberty Amendments. Some people probably right now are thinking, well, my gosh, I'd hate to see another constitutional convention. Well, this wouldn't be a constitutional convention. This would be a convention of the states for the limited purpose of adding some amendments to the Constitution, which we've done several times already, add some amendments to the Constitution to take power away from the federal government. Under Article 5 of the United States Constitution, the states were given the power to rein in the federal government in this manner should they ever become tyrannical. They're definitely tyrannical now. We've got people running across our border. We got our, look at what happened to our ambassador in Benghazi, and nothing was done about that. Look at what's happening with the IRS. I mean, you can go down the list, and Texas could actually lead the charge to stand up against this type of tyranny. You can see Ted Cruz doing it, but he needs help from the states. He needs help from like-minded people, and this is the reason I sold my law firm. I'm the only one of the candidates of the people that I know that are being considered that can do what they want with their time. God's blessed me richly. I'm very thankful for that, and I intend to use the blessings that God has given me to serve my country in some way. So that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to represent the people of House District 83 as a full-time job. I'm the only one, I'm the only candidate that doesn't work for a law firm or have a job other than Delwyn. I understand Delwyn, but he'd been a rep for quite a period
of
time.
Okay, now I get it. I get that I get your viewpoint, and I agree with that. How does that translate into day to day? How does a man at state level government in a representative seat? What's the process to actually go in there and rewind the federal government?
One of the things that you can do, it's outlined in the United States Constitution. It's Article 5. I'd encourage people to read it and pay close attention to the details in the way it's written, because it authorizes the states to come together to have a convention to amend this Constitution, not to create a new one so people don't have to worry about a runaway Constitution, but to amend this Constitution. The way the process starts is, somebody like me needs to be involved in the state government that can overcome people who say, this is impossible, it's a stupid idea, it shouldn't be done, it's never been done before. Just because something hasn't been done before doesn't mean it shouldn't be done. America, if you equate America to a person, when America was young and strong, it really didn't need help. But now it needs some arch supports. It needs, a back brace. It needs some help.
Hernia surgery.
It needs hernia surgery. Actually, I think it needs some radical cancer surgery. We need to maybe have to remove a couple of limbs. I have a son who had cancer and spent about a year in the hospital. That's another reason I ended up deciding to do something else with my life. I felt like I was working myself, to death, but the thing about it was his leg, he had a huge knot on the side of his leg, and we saw it, and we talked to him about it, and we kept saying, you ought to go to the doctor. The minute the doctor saw it, the doctor said, that's cancer. And we ask ourselves now, looking back, how in the world could we have seen this and not done something about it? And the difference was the doctor had eyes for it. He had training in it. Well, I have eyes for certain things, too, and we all do, and our background and experience gives us those eyes. And I'm going to tell you, I've represented banks. I've dealt with money situations. There are games being played in this country. The dollar's in jeopardy. It's because of the federal government and the way they're running things. They're destroying our country. If Texas has an enemy, it starts with the president, and it goes all the way down through the federal government, and Texas needs to stand up and lead the other states against the federal government, and that's what I want to help do. So okay. I appreciate your time. Thank you for letting me be on the radio. And if people out there are pissed off like I am, call your representatives and let them know you want me to be your representative in the House, because I'm used to fighting, and I want to fight for you. Thank
All
you.
Right. That's Alan Atkins. He's seeking nomination for District 83 for the November election. Chad Hastie's coming up next. Tom Collins, Laura Mack. We'll see you tomorrow.